What's up?
Oh, you know, another day.
Yeah.
Before it rains on Sunday.
Is it supposed to rain?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's no good.
It is. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't rained in a while, so.
Yeah, it's been a little bit, week or so, too. Yeah. So I don't fucking know.
I don't know either.
What's new with you?
Not much, honestly.
I'm gonna have to get a haircut at some point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it almost there? Have we reached the mile marker?
We've reached the point where I'm just like, come on, type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You gonna go back to the dealer?
Probably. Probably. It depends, though. It depends on what I do.
True.
Like I said, if I go back to my old haircut, where it's like short on the sides, but also kind of short on the top, then sure. But if I just buzz it, then no, because I can do that at my house.
True. There's a place, I assume they still charge the same. It's in Priceville, though. So it's just up the road.
That's so far.
And they charge like $10.
Oh, that might be worth it.
I mean, I think they still do. Priceville hair. Hair.
Cut.
Because I don't remember what they call it. Priceville. Am I in Priceville? We should. That's Decatur. Decatur is not Priceville.
No.
Let's just go for Priceville. Let's open maps up. And see Priceville. Bada bing, bada boom. There's that. That's. Oh, wait. What road do I take to get on that? Is it 65? I guess it is 65. 65. Wait, we're south. Is that? That might be it. So let's turn on satellite view. Scroll in, because I've got to drive down it to see. Or 65.
I don't know. Last time I was in Priceville was...
Oh, do they call it Decatur?
It could be Decatur, because like I said, last time I was in Priceville was for track and field, and I was at the horse barn. Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So... There ain't much out there in Priceville.
No. And I'm trying to see which way to go.
Left.
Because I don't know how far it was. I'll continue looking it up.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any TV shows out.
Nope, not really.
Because, I mean, we finished everything.
Finished Peacemaker. I mean, there's... Gen V, which is in the Boys universe.
See, I don't know. Spinoffs, I'm just not a fan of.
But you watched Strange New Worlds, which is technically a spinoff of Discovery.
How is that? That's just introducing a character so they can get it. It's like the saying that the Book of Boba Fett is a spinoff. Like, it's just about his character.
It was. You liked Stargate Atlantis. That was a spinoff. Technically, Stargate was a spinoff of a movie.
I think you're trying to broaden...
Stretch the definition of spinoff?
Yeah.
But Stargate Atlantis was a spinoff. Shut your mouth.
No. Well...
Yes?
Okay, so let's take, for example, Family Guy. Family Guy... All five characters doing their own thing. Then, years later, then they have the Cleveland show. They take the one character and pop it out.
That was a spinoff.
That's a spinoff.
Yes.
See, that one is a spinoff in the way of... It's like, oh, this guy seems to be popular. Let's do this. Whereas Atlantis was... Hey, we're doing Stargate. We want to have another show. So let's introduce these characters to have them go and do the thing. Like, they weren't characters from the beginning.
Rodney McKay, he wasn't in the beginning, he was in the show earlier in its inception.
But that's what I'm saying. Well, wait, who?
Rodney McKay.
Who's that?
He was the annoying scientist on their team.
But he wasn't... Okay.
I was going to say the spinoff show of Stargate SG-1.
Fictional too, but
it's a spinoff.
Yeah, but it was an intentional spinoff. Like, it's the same as, I mean, would you say what is the name of the Game of Thrones second show?
Yes, I would say House of Dragons is a spinoff.
Is it a spinoff? Because that's original IP that came before actual Game of Thrones. Like, those books were written.
But it's a spinoff.
But it's not. None of those characters came from it, and like...
I agree, while it is set 200 years in the future or whatever,
it's the Jon Snow thing would be a spinoff.
It's still a spinoff because it's set in the same universe, and it's part of the Game of Thrones universe, so it is a spinoff.
But those books were written before.
So it was the House of Dragons book. The House of Dragons was written before the show.
Yeah.
Or Blood and Fire, or whatever the book was called.
Yeah, whatever they wanted to call it, whatever it is.
It's a legit book-ish. I mean, and they're filling in some gaps in there, but it's a legit book.
I don't know what would be considered a spinoff, though. Because it has its own IP.
But it's a spinoff. The book is a spinoff.
The book is not a spinoff.
The book is technically a spinoff of the series.
Spinoff definition. spinoff. Turn a subsidiary into a new and separate company. That's talking companies. Produce something new based on a popular television program, movie, personality. The group hopes to spin off a TV series based on the movie. A byproduct or incidental result of a larger product. A product marketing by its association with a popular television show. Produce something new based on a popular television show.
So because Game of Thrones was such a huge hit, mm-hmm. they spun off House of Dragons to go off of that hype.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know, but then in that case, everything's a spinoff. From the very first Stargate,
so
every iteration after that.
Star Trek, the original series, is the only one that's not a spinoff. Yeah. Next Generation's a spinoff, DS9 is a spinoff, Voyager's mm-hmm. a spinoff. Enterprise is a spinoff. Yes,
I mean technically all the Star Wars too
are spins. Well, spin-offs. Those are sequels.
No, but they're spinoffs.
They're sequels. There's a different name for it. Sequels and prequels. They're not spinoffs.
But they are because the first one was so successful. They're like, ooh, let's see if we can continue the success.
You're saying that every
iteration
sequel, if there's a second movie, even if it follows,
it's a spinoff.
It's a
product produced something new based on a popular TV program, movie, personality, whatever. Darth Vader was a personality, and they're like, hey, let's see if we can do another one.
That would be a Darth Vader spinoff if they did a movie about Darth Vader. That would be a spinoff. So Solo, the Han Solo movie, is a spinoff.
It is a spinoff.
I wouldn't say...
The prequels are a spinoff.
Not Andor, but...
Andor is a spinoff because
it's
using
spin-off
the universe.
Of the movie, but that movie is also Rogue One is also a spinoff of this in the Star Wars.
I would
Wars
say
universe.
The original trilogy is technically an original,
okay.
because he could have made it all one movie. It was all one storyline. Everything after 4, 5, and 6.
So 1, 2, and 3, the prequels.
That's
are
a spinoff. It's a spinoff,
even though they're Star Wars. Okay,
they're a spinoff by your definition. Of
I mean, it's not my definition. It's the definition on the internet.
But what you were saying.
But now I'm gonna type are the prequels a spinoff of Star Wars?
They are, because they're using the fame based on a popular movie and said, "Hey, let's see if we can make more of these." by doing the growing up pains of Anakin Skywalker, which is Darth Vader, by the way. So it's a spinoff because they're using that character.
That's
everything's a spinoff, man.
The term spinoff refers to content created after the fact that branches off the main story, such as Mandalorian or Rogue One. So, the prequels are not spinoffs of each other. But any movie that's not titled Star Wars Episode Something is not a spinoff, but part of a series.
But it wasn't popular.
But The Mandalorian, and I agree, if it wasn't popular, we wouldn't have the prequels or, mm-hmm. or any spinoffs like that. Or the sequels. We just have that original trilogy.
Yeah.
Which would be okay. But because it was popular, it had prequels, and then sequels, and then spinoffs.
Every episodes that are not 4, 5, and 6 is spinoffs.
Nope. Yep. It's prequel, sequel. They have names for it.
You can call it whatever you want to. I mean, you could say that the TV show of the Game of Thrones, you're saying it's a spinoff.
It is a spinoff.
But technically, it's a prequel.
It's a spinoff.
So therefore, the prequels are spinoffs.
Yoda is in all of them, so it's...
Yeah, by popular based. The Targaryens are in all of them.
Yeah,
so...
but not ex-Targaryen.
Yet.
There's no similar characters. It's just people.
But that's
the same
a prequel to Game of Thrones. So if you're saying that that's a spinoff, then the prequel.
I mean, I'm not saying it. The internet's saying it.
Right.
But I can understand why it'd be a spinoff.
By verbiage uses,
Dragons could be
they have a different
spin-off.
Name for it, but it's still a spinoff, even though
so
it's
like
a prequel.
If we were seeing the, not the War of the Five Kings, the War of the Mad King,
yeah,
with like Ned and all those folks in there, that wouldn't be a spinoff. That would be a prequel. But because we're so far ahead,
mm-hmm.
I'd say that it's a spinoff. I would even argue the War of the Mad King, the Rebellion would be. Mm-hmm. A spinoff.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was a great way to lose track of whatever we were doing.
Well, we weren't doing anything anyway.
No.
I don't know about the Game Pass stuff because apparently they kind of backtracked.
Did they backtrack? I don't know. I still...
So if you're... I think the United States is the only one. United States and some other country is the only one that's actually getting a price jack.
Brazil got jacked hard. Like,
how so?
It went like 3x or 100% increase.
What?
Yeah.
So, like, the EU, I think, is not getting affected by it.
Of course not.
there's some other laws or something saying that they can't do that. So,
I mean. The,
but the United States and
Target's not going to be carrying any more Xboxes.
What does that mean?
Target's done selling Xboxes.
Okay, I don't understand what that means. Like, they're just not going to order anymore, or
they're not going to carry them in the store anymore
because
they don't sell.
Oh, they just don't sell.
Yep. Oh, I mean, damn it! There's a trailer that's called Marines.
It's a spinoff.
No, it's a trailer for a Netflix series called Marines.
Mm. Didn't you already talk about this and you looked
no,
at the ratings, or is that a movie?
No, it's new. It's something else. Maybe I'll look.
I mean, consoles themselves, I don't think, really move anymore because everybody's already consoled out. Like, I just don't think... I don't even know if there's a new one. What, PlayStation 5 is the last one that's been made besides Switch 2? And I don't even think Switch 2s are moving that much.
I don't think they are either.
Especially with the formats that they've got going with their gaming system. I hope everybody was like, okay, fuck that. But we know some people that have Switch 2s. But And they're like, nah, I'm okay with having just digital content. It's less I have to, you know, deal with. But
yeah, but you don't own it.
Yeah, you don't own anything. You're just leasing it from them. And then when they say, oh, we want more.
And now that, like, corporations are getting greedier and greedier about those licenses, if you don't own it or own the digital copy download on your computer or whatever,
yeah,
you could, you know, lose your movie archive, which, you know, makes me feel a lot better for my, like, 500 freaking movie catalog that I have that my brother used to make fun of me for. He's like, oh, you can just get it on Netflix and watch it. Why are you still buying DVDs and Blu-rays? I'm like,
Because I ain't stupid. I mean, everybody should have known that was the way it was going to go when PT disappeared. So that was the demo. Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about.
Like for not whatever shit, the horror game.
Phasmophobia.
No, Resident Evil.
Okay.
Because they were going to make a new one, and that was the trailer for it. And then when they, I guess, weren't going to finish it or whatever, they literally removed it from the market. And wow. Took it off of your console if it was connected to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was...
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that... Everybody should have known then that it was like, oh, we need to still have physical media. And or a hard drive where you have all your shit downloaded,
mm-hmm.
decoded somehow, I guess.
But what happens if you click that hard drive in
it's and connected.
You go online,
yeah.
You lose that game.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
There was another thing. I think it was Hewlett-Packard printers.
Packard printers, yeah.
That they charged you a monthly subscription. Yeah, so it was a monthly subscription for them to send you ink.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, if you opted out of that, it actually sent an update to your printer to break it. So you couldn't print.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Printer.
I mean, that sounds right. That sounds like something they would do.
Subscription.
It's like the subscription to, you know, be able to take your car 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds or whatever.
That, like, what the fuck? We're gonna go back to.
I think we've done this once already, but yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's Mercedes that was trying that.
So okay, so this is actually on Hewlett-Packard's, like. I'm surprised. Hold on. Let's see. Let me open up the Reddit as well. Oops. So this is on Hewlett-Packard's actual, like, community forum shit. Printer bricked because I canceled my Instant Ink subscription. sorry, I have been using my printer just fine since the subscription of my ink was canceled back in December. Well, today, 2/1/25, it is not letting me scan or print for some unknown reason. It keeps telling me I need to update my payment method, but I canceled my subscription over 2 months ago. How is this even okay? So now I'm looking at a flickering printer status page that says I won't be able to print with Hewlett-Packard Instant Ink cartridge until the problem is solved. I have an extra ink cartridge from before the subscription ended and just used it just now. What should I do? This is some random, I guess, guy that... Oh, no, it does say HP support agent. Thank you for your job. We have been to assist you. We understand that you have canceled your Instant Ink subscription. Since the service is no longer active, you will need to remove the Instant Ink cartridge and replace them with original HP ink cartridge to continue printing. What happens after cancellation? You can continue using Instant Ink cartridge until the end of your current billing cycle. Once the billing cycle ends, Instant Ink cartridge will no longer work, and you must replace them with original HP ink and toner purchases from a retailer of your choice. Your final monthly charge will be processed at the end of the billing cycle. If you were subscribed to the paper add-on service, it will also end your ink. So, apparently, the chip inside the Instant Ink cartridge.
Yeah.
But still, that's fucking stupid. Because if it has ink in it...
Yeah. You technically, your subscription paid for it.
But it will stop recognizing those cartridges at the end of your billing cycle. So if that cartridge still has ink in it or is full, the printer will go, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You can't use this.
Yeah.
Like, how much printing would you have to do to empty an ink cartridge before the billing cycle ended? Like,
yeah.
Be like, you're going to be printing off user manuals that are 200 pages to hurry up and fucking do it.
Yeah.
At that point. But the fact that it's just like, it, the company themselves is sending a fucking software update to be like, yeah, don't allow them to use this certain ink cartridge because they're no longer giving us money for it, even though they've already paid for it. Like, yeah. That's pretty dumb.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What you got?
I'm reading a stupid article that said they were Star Trek has officially replaced Captains Kirk and Picard. I'm like,
what do you mean?
That's a great question. I don't know what I mean, because it's not... The way it makes it sound is it's talking about who a new Captain Kirk and a new Picard are, like the actors. But no, they're saying that they, basically Christopher Pike has now replaced those guys as like the best argument for the best captain.
Oh. Because of the spinoffs?
Yeah, because of the spinoffs. And I'm like, what the shit? I was confused. I was going in there looking for names, and it was just a stupid
argument. That is pretty dumb.
Right? It
like, oh, because of...
It was clickbait, and I fucking fell for it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fluff and fell for it.
I agree. Like, that's pretty stupid. It's like, now that we have more information, we're going to say that this person is a better captain than the other one.
No. It's still Kirk and Picard, man. Mm-hmm. Or Picard, really. But if we're going into a fight, I want Sisko.
Sisko?
Yeah, Captain Sisko from Deep Space Nine.
Oh, so you never watched this. I barely watched Generations because we weren't a Star Trek household. I mean, we weren't anything household. I was both. But we weren't in anything household, but we just didn't. There was no TV shows of Star Wars, just the Star Treks.
Yeah. I was all of them. Indiana Jones, Star Trek, Star Wars, last Starfighter, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, we never really did.
Battlestar Galactica, then the new one, and then whatever the new one comes out again when they redo it, because they're going to.
When they're, yeah.
I don't know. I'm making that up. I'm going back to watch The Expanse, though. There may be another season of The Expanse coming out sometime in the near future since the rights got sold.
Oh, true.
Yeah. We'll see. But who knows?
I don't know. They're remaking everything. Oh, there was another season of Ghost just started. I don't know if you watched that or not. I think it's a Paramount thing. Ghosts. I forgot about it, honestly. We watched both the UK version and the U.S. version.
That's the one where, like, they can see and talk to ghosts.
Just the wife.
Yeah.
Because she had a near-death experience, and now she can see ghosts.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Same thing.
I think there's been some YouTube clips in my YouTube.
Gotcha. Yeah, they're pretty different, the UK and the... The UK one is done.
Yeah.
Like, they literally had an ending. I think they had to have an ending. Like, I think they knew they were getting... kapuched, but then they, you know.
Oh, I've been watching a lot of the, since we're on British stuff, a lot of the folks that put on the play that goes wrong, but they do the show, the show that goes wrong, and it's like 30-minute plays, and now I think Lion Gates bought the rights to those, so they're pushing them all out on YouTube and stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah, we watched all of their stuff. They actually did them out of order.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the first one technically was supposed to be the Christmas one.
Oh.
but then they ended up not doing it as a first one. Nope, that is not what I'm looking for. I'm still looking for the barbershop.
Oh. Hey, my mom made it to Dallas.
Yay!
On her way to Washington State to meet my dad.
Wait, that's the opposite direction. No, Washington State.
State.
Gotcha. Fun times.
Yep. They're
gone for another two-ish weeks.
So, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck. You alright there?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the calendar, realizing how long that is.
Oh, for you to watch the pup kitties?
Yeah, the cat. The cat. If I didn't think he'd kill him, I'd just bring it to my house, but we didn't have a great experience last time I did that.
That sucks. Was it just a stress thing?
I mean, that's what killed his brother, yeah. Well, the stress exacerbated a heart condition he already had.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably, at the time, he may have made it 6 more months.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's no bueno.
Yeah. Yeah, don't bring them to my house anymore.
Fair enough. I mean, I can see them not being. I don't know what that would be called. I mean, I'm sure it's a actual syndrome or ailment of like relocating and then the stress or something.
I mean, it's the stress of not having his people there, and then on top of that, the stress of not being in his own environment.
Yeah.
And then at two other cats being there, even though one of them's like, I love you, I'll be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'll be your friend too. Because every once in a while, they would get in. And I would, midnight, would go find him. And just be like, oh, hi, what are you doing? And he'd go hide in his little hiding spot that I'd made for him. And I go look in there, and like they're just both kind of looking at each other, like really close. Nothing, no hissing, no nothing. And then Wash turns and looks at me and is like, and I'm like, oh, sorry. And he like turned back to them, and they're just, you know, chilling.
That's crazy.
Like they're no ears back, just two calm, two calm cats looking at each other.
Does the cat hiss at you when you're at the parents' house?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But then he goes, meow, and wants to pet me, get petted, so.
Gotcha.
He forgets that he's like
the only one there.
Yeah, he forgets that I'm there to actually just see him.
Yeah, that's not good for a cat.
Yeah.
Like, you're just leaving constantly.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I guess it's the norm for him now, but he'd been there for a while.
Like 6 years, yeah.
For them to be there and then not be there kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's no bueno.
Yep.
Sucks for him.
Yep. Wait a minute. Now I brought it down.
I don't know where the fuck this hair place is.
It's fine. It's fine. My cats are doing great though.
That's good.
Yeah. She was super excited that I was at work or not at work, because I was getting ready to take my mom to the airport. So I started my day off at home, and so she's like, posted up on my shoulder.
That's
like,
great.
Laid down, and it took me 3 photos to get that photo. Because she was just looking around and getting comfy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. So, but yeah. And she'll probably come attack me again when I get home.
So, last time we played disc golf.
Yep.
You.
I lost the disc.
Oh, this place is permanently closed. That's why I couldn't find it. Well, that sucks. I wonder why they closed.
Health and safety.
Yeah, right. They only had like 2 chairs. Probably the economy, honestly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I lost the disc.
Yeah.
Yep.
You shanked it pretty hard.
I didn't shank it hard.
We were on a hill going down.
It was a downhill.
I shanked.
And shanked it, it would have gone to the freaking left. But this one went hard right.
Mm-hmm.
Like hard right. Where we spent probably 5 to 7 minutes looking for it and couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I get a phone call. I'm like, oh, hey, we found your disc. We're going to put it on one of the picnic tables.
Which to me was a stupid idea.
Yeah, thinking back on it. Now that...
Like, why would you put it on a picnic table in kind of the middle of a very popular park?
It was, what, 6, 7 o'clock when I called you?
Yeah, but even still, like, so it's pretty daylight. It's getting close
to closing time.
Well, they don't close, but yes.
I mean, they quote-unquote close the gate.
Yeah.
At sunset, after sunset.
Yeah. Which they don't do. Really? I don't think any park actually closes. Like, they just say you can't be in here after 6, but... Or after sundown, but...
I've seen them close gates before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Depending on where they're at, I guess.
Yeah. South Huntsville closes gates.
Really?
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway. But then weren't able to get to it until, what, the next day?
Yeah. And it was gone. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, okay. That's cool. And then... Was it last Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
I got a text message saying, hey, I've found your disc. It looks like somebody didn't pick it up at Brom Spring. Or I found your disc at Brom Spring, which is complete middle of the city now.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
Like, not in Madison, but we're now
in
Huntsville proper. They're like, oh, it looks like somebody just forgot to pick it up. After a bomb drive at 12. It was under the chains at 12. And I'm like, well, funny story, because I think somebody stole it. He's like, oh, the joke's on them. And what I think happened is either that guy who said, hey, I found your disc, was the one that took it from the picnic table, and they didn't see the name because it was written on the rim,
mm-hmm.
and then realized, oh, I'm a jerk. I took a disc because I didn't see the name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he just texted me saying, hey, I found your disc here.
Yeah.
Or the person who took it realized there was a name on it and was like, oh, and then just kind of just left it there saying this is somebody else's problem now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rather than just saying, hey, I found your disc.
Yeah.
It could have been the guy who took it or maybe not.
Yeah.
Don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just I now have a disc that's traveled between courses and back yeah. in my possession. And part of me was almost like, I wonder how long we can keep this going and how many courses it'll make it to.
There is a couple of those, like, in memory of discs that's like, hey, shoot a hole for me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then if you find this on the 18th hole, take it to a different course.
Yeah.
And just, like, throw a hole with it and then leave it at the hole you just hit. So if it was like 12, then whoever is at 12 at the basket would pick it up and then shoot 13 with it and then leave it at 13
mm-hmm.
for other people to do. And then if it was on the 18th hole, in the 18th hole, then you would take it
to a different course. Another course.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be cool.
I mean, you wouldn't know it because it just says, yeah, hey, take it around.
The disc is gone.
Yeah, because there's no numbers on it. It's just like, this is in memory of so-and-so. Blah blah blah. Take yeah. it and throw a hole.
Don't lose it in water.
Yeah, that would suck if you lost the memory the hole.
Worst.
A memory one.
Yeah.
But.
That'd be awful.
Do what?
That'd be awful.
It would be interesting if you could partner with a disc maker to put in the center of the disc.
Like a tag.
A tag, like mold it into it.
Mm-hmm.
To where so it's just a GP.
Yeah. Yeah.
GPS it. Now, granted, who knows how long it would actually last
yeah.
before needing to be replaced. I guess you could have it in a screw, like a screw pop
mm-hmm.
thing to do it. You just wouldn't want it to be very visible so nobody would actually deactivate it and
yeah.
keep the disc or some shit.
Yeah.
Don't know why you would, but people are weird.
I mean, people are jerks.
There was the robot thing. So in Europe or Germany or wherever it was, somebody made
it. Germany's in Europe.
Well, Germany's in Europe. they made a robot, a hitchhiking robot, to see how far they could make it with it. And apparently it made it safely wherever. Then they tried to do it in the United States. And
no.
And
there's no chance.
Yeah, busted and beaten and destroyed.
There's no chance.
Can't remember the name of it.
That's unsurprising. I mean, I wouldn't be one of those people that hurt it or broke it or whatever, but I'm not even sure I'd pick it up, for starters.
Yeah, I don't, like, if I had the time or whatever, maybe, but not probably really.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a truck or something, I wouldn't necessarily want to haul it around.
I have a truck.
After an international adventure that concluded spending a week with a heavy metal band cruising through the canals of Amsterdam and participating in a wave at Boston Red Sox game, a hitchhiking robot met a brutal demise in a Philadelphia alley on Saturday. It was 1 year old. With yellow boots, blue limbs, and San Francisco or bust written around its chin, the robot, aka Hitchbot, was left by its creators near a highway in Salem, Massachusetts on July 17th, hoping the kindness of strangers would see it safely to the West Coast destination. The creators, David Harris Smith and Frank Zeller, assume that's how you say his first name, two Canadian professors, said that they had built the robot as an artwork and social robotics experiment and had successfully sent it across Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands. Short and stocky with a bucket for a body and a red LED lights for its face enclosed in plastic, the brightly colored bot would be difficult to miss. Over its 2 weeks in the United States, Hitchbot made its way from Boston to New York, stopping to take photos in Times Square, and to Philadelphia. It made light, automated conversations and took photos of its surroundings about every 20 minutes, documenting its travels, popularity on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. It had brief instructions written on its back to help the travelers who would guide it through its American bucket list, which included listening to jazz in New Orleans and being the fifth face in a photo of Mount Rushmore. Okay. And its creator said the bot's journey was cut short by vandals. It was found early Saturday, beaten and dismembered in Philadelphia's historic Old City neighborhood. So, those Phillies. But honestly, if it was taking photos every 20 minutes. Was it 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Every 20 minutes. So maybe you wouldn't catch the vandals.
Especially if they disable the camera first.
Something. If they knew where it was, maybe there was a camera here type situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
So stupid. But
can't have nice things.
That is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of what else has been going on. Like, nothing that I know of.
Mm-mm. I think we're in a lull-ish.
Especially for entertainment.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening that I know of.
Mm-mm.
Steam Fall Sale still going on?
Probably,
but I haven't bought anything.
Probably.
Nah.
Yeah. No.
All right. You good?
I'm good right now, man. All
right. Bye.
Bye. Haha.